on the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
So our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. So we have the Penelope Valencia Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in Vino de Naranja casks.
See.
The Bardstown Bourbon Company Kentucky Straight High Wheat Bourbon. The Lux Row Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in PX Sherry casks. The Bernheim Original Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey B924.
Nice.
The Jack Daniel's Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey finished in High Toast Maple Barrels. And the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof A125.
Woo!
So we got, today didn't stink. It does not suck.
We'll be right back after this break.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
It is true. We discuss everything good in life except the sexy times.
Whoa.
You're like you said. I want to hear your experiences because I don't have any experiences anymore.
We discuss everything good in life. So therefore.
Nobody here has sexy times.
So therefore, you're not talking about that. So
okay, go ahead.
At least from what your wife keeps sharing with us, she overshares. You know what? She really overshares. A lot.
A lot. We're the best thing on at when?
Well, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than us.
Yeah, when she's running from him trying to avoid sexy
time. Well, those videos are good.
Yeah.
Last week, we ran against Stripes, and that's a fact, Jack.
Nice.
I love Stripes. Filmed in Louisville, baby.
Yeah.
Down at Fort Knox.
You showed me.
That's why I have a thing about
you spatulas. You showed me. You're like, this was filmed there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Bob gave me a tour.
Czechoslovakia was the Chabizi distillery, which was right behind Jim Beam.
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah. A little bit of bourbon history. So, well, this is Made Man Bob joining me today, our Made Man Brent.
It's a pleasure to be here, even without pants.
What do you mean without? Like you own pants?
Yeah, I don't own a pair of pants.
Good old boy, Maury, or Made Man Maury. Whatever, Maury.
He's Maury.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here. I'm tragically sitting next to Brent again.
Well, because you're the urologist. He's literally an MD. And Brent Dever doesn't wear pants. We have to put you there. Nobody wants to sit next to him.
Why is that my penance?
I just want to know why he's holding on to it and he's not at work.
He's not at work.
Good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. That's a hard one to follow. Yeah.
And good old boy, Harmeet.
I want to thank you for having me today, Brent. I mean, Bob. Oh, whatever. We've been drinking. Thanks. It's been a good show. We're tasting whiskeys before the show starts. I love it.
Well, you have to taste them before, because if you tasted them after the show, there really wouldn't be much point there, would there?
That'd be a whiskey prognostication.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Then you would be Karnak.
Future crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this whiskey will taste like...
This whiskey was kept under Funkenwagnall's porch step since noon today, and I shall prognosticate what it tastes like.
I had the Funkenwagnall's Encyclopedia when I was a kid. You did too, I'm sure, because you're a geek.
No, I had World Book. I was classy.
Oh, sweet. You could afford World Book.
Yeah,
you had some of the Britannicas, whichever ones you could get at the yard sale.
I was going to say, whichever ones your mom
got. Now we all have the internet. She got it wrong.
Yeah, she got it at Salvation Army. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were the yearbooks from like 1963.
Well, they were from the 60s. That is correct.
You're looking and going like, Lyndon Johnson's still president? Whatever.
I'm really good at history.
Yeah, only up to the 60s.
67.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's never herstory.
No, well, not then.
Not now.
No.
So let's so our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. So we have the Penelope Valencia Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in Vino de Naranja casks.
See.
The Bardstown Bourbon Company Kentucky Straight High Wheat Bourbon. The Lux Row Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in PX Sherry casks. The Bernheim Original Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey B924.
Nice.
The Jack Daniel's Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey finished in High Toast Maple Barrels. And the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof A125.
Woo! Bingo.
After who are they?
Doesn't stink to be here. So
No, we're good.
So let's do our sips ratings.
We're going to go around the room instead of having Justin do them because it's really a travesty to have Justin do all five of them. Let's do one sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Ganga Dean, water. Ganga Dean, bring water. Bring water.
That's supposed to be a southern accent.
Yeah, southern accent. It was really good.
Southern enough?
Yeah,
you want to be a little more specific. I mean,
what about like hillbilly?
Are you looking for like Charleston? You looking for
do North Charleston? Georgia? I love your Charleston ass. Do Charleston. Go ahead.
Well, when you're talking about Charleston, Charleston has that up and down sort of old English sound. It's so
sips. Come on, so move on.
Two sips, nice. But what else do you have?
Very good. Well, I love your Charleston accent, Brent. What do you got for us?
I don't do it there; they'll slap me.
Three sips. Well, bless your heart. I reckon this is interesting. What was that again?
Interesting.
He's throwing some jargon. Good for you. Maury, what do you got for us?
Oh, my. Four sips. Let's keep this a secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's the least southern accent.
It's South Jersey.
Five sips. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
You forgot what accent you were doing.
What was that?
I messed up the oh my. It's oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
No, it's oh my.
Oh my.
I think that was like a Welshman and a Southerner like had a baby.
I've married two Southern
brain
girls.
Brain damaged.
I've been married to two Southern girls.
We don't care.
Neither of them have a Southern accent like that.
And none of us care.
No, Justin,
not one.
Justin, tell us about the first whiskey, please.
Okay.
Let's move on. Yeah.
We're going to talk about Penelope Valencia Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in Vino de Naranja casks. It's 47.5% alcohol by volume or 95 proof. It's a mash bill of 74% corn, 7% rye, 16% wheat, and 3% malted barley, and I hope that adds up to 100.
So that would make it a wheater.
Yes. No. No. Yeah.
16%
yes.
wheat.
Yes. It's yes. Wheater. Yes. Okay. This expression from Penelope pairs Penelope four grain straight bourbon whiskey with Vino de Naranja casks, a bold, aroma rich orange wine produced in Spain's southern coastal wine region of Sevilla. By aging white wine and the bitter, fragrant peels of Seville oranges in oak barrels. While Seville oranges cannot be eaten raw, their sharp and powerful flavor and aroma are prized for marmalade, juices, and Vino de Naranja. Penelope Valencia is finished for up to 12 months in these casks. So the colors, a light orange on the nose, I got Orange Julius on the palate.
I wish.
On the palate, I got Orange Julius as well. And the finish was sweet and lemon. What did you think, Maury?
Wow. Hard to follow that. You know, I love the description. And on the description, I was really excited and thought this could be something really special. Honestly, it just didn't really deliver for me. It was a nice light orange color. It had a nice fragrant orange on the nose. The palate was just sort of orange there. It was like an orange liqueur. It was nice.
Not like an orange liqueur. What are you guys tasting? All right, tasting?
So Maury says, Matt, Brent, what did you think?
Yeah, so, I mean, orange is the predominant flavor you get out of here. And that you kind of worry about something like, oranges that I can't eat. You know, like, what are they doing making stuff out of this? But, yeah, I got the orange peel in the nose. It really pops with a pepper on the on the palate. You get that. It's a nice creamy mouthfeel. The one thing about this is the finish is short. And when I mean short, I mean it's like it just comes and it's done and it's gone. Very short finish, but orange is what sticks out in this.
Okay, I think the three of you are broken inside. It's like a defect of the soul. It's not just like a surface thing. It's like a defect deep inside. Because it's just not orange. There's so much more stuff going on here. So I'm getting candied nuts. I'm getting walnut, pecan. I'm getting spices. I'm getting oak. I'm getting orange peel. The bitter orange is there. You get that fragrant orange, but it's not the only thing.
Orange Julius is not just one note, sir.
Orange Julius is vanilla. There's no freaking vanilla here.
It is a complex orange drink.
There is no vanilla here. Oh, God. So, on the nose...
You get some of those other flavors, but it's overpowered by the orange. It really is.
I think it's more balanced. I think you guys are just not... You're not bringing your A game today. And on the palate, I agree with you. It finishes too quick. Bob, what do you think?
It's very short on the palate, but I'm with you. The orange is there, but there is a lot more to it.
So much more.
There's some sticky... dried fruits. There's like caramelized almonds and walnuts and pecans.
Yes.
There's an earthiness underneath it. I think it's quite lovely.
It is a lovely whiskey.
I don't know anybody else that's done it with these casks before.
I do, but we'll talk about it
and
later.
I think this came out pretty damn interesting. So we're going to be giving the Penelope Valencia straight bourbon whiskey finished in Vino Naranja casks three sips.
Interesting.
And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the Penelope of Valencia. So we're going to move on to our next whiskey. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
It's good old boy Harm, Bob. Made man Bob. It's good old boy Harm.
I don't know about good.
It says it on my shirt.
Maybe okay Harm.
Well, I...
mediocre Harm.
I've got too many teeth to be good old boy Harm.
Average Harm. You know.
Bless your heart.
Our second whiskey of the day is the Bardstown Bourbon Company Kentucky Straight High Wheat Bourbon, 53% ABV or 106 proof. Bardstown High Wheat Bourbon is comprised of a mash bill of 53% corn, 39% wheat, that's solid, 8% malted barley, meaning this suppression has one of the highest percentages of wheated mash bills in the bourbon category. They use a low barrel entry proof of a 108 proof to extract the maximum wood sugars when they age it to their 6 years before bottling. So the maximum bourbon can go into a cask is 125. They intentionally make it down 108. The color is a beautiful bronze. And let me change the page here for my notes. On the nose, the first thing I got was brown sugar. Just gorgeous, gorgeous brown sugar, and a little like it's been like heated, like you put it in a pan, you start to melt the brown sugar, and then I get the fruit, apricot and lemon really fly out on the palate. Gorgeous. The brown sugar comes back. There's like a bready note, like a toasted croissant. Some oak comes out a little bit later on the palate, and spice finishes it off. It's got a really long finish. I got tons of oak, and on the very end, a little bit of sweet lemon. Brent, what did you get?
Yeah, there's very few bourbons that you get, or even whiskeys at all, that you get a lemon on the, you know, on your palate and stuff. And this is one of them.
Yeah.
And it's very pleasant.
But I only got it on the finish. You got it before that?
Yeah, I got a little bit on the nose as well. You know, if you dig in the nose, you get a little bit of the lemon on the nose. But yeah, it's the palate is really nice. You get
didn't
this
get it on the nose.
Yeah, you get these, you get the spice, you get a little bit of those baking, like a, you know.
Yeah, baking spices, allspice, clove, cinnamon.
Yes, exactly. A little bit of wood on there. I'll tell you what, for a weeder, I was expecting this to be a smoother, calmer, softer. And
they brought flavor.
And this has some heat to it. They brought the flavor and the heat to this one, which very unexpected, because it's a weeder. Now that's what, you know, your wheat bread, your rye bread. So you think the rye has got the spice, the wheat has got the
nothing. It's got sugar.
And this brought the heat. So Justin?
This shows you the value of a low entry proof. So you get a lot of flavor from the wood.
Yes.
I got lemon and leather on the nose. I got almond pastry followed by limoncello on the palate, which carried on to the finish. And the finish had a little heat, and the heat lasts a while. This was really interesting because usually a weeder, it's much smoother, soft. Yeah. It's like,
right.
Give it to someone who doesn't really like hard stuff and they'll drink it. But this was like whiskey for whiskey lovers.
And this is not your Makers or your Pappy weeded bourbon.
Or Weller.
Weller, yeah, this is not that, so.
Wow. What do you think, Maury?
I'm blown away, because Justin just nailed it. I agree with you, 100%. It's just limoncello, more than whiskey, but now, I agree with
come
you.
Come on, not more than whiskey.
It's got a lot of notes of limoncello. The creaminess, the lemony, the palate, the mouthfeel. It's a limoncello in a glass and masquerading as a whiskey.
Maury's drunk. Don't listen to him.
No, not at all.
I understand what you're saying with limoncello, but it's not a limoncello. It's a bourbon. It's got some of the lemon notes, but you're overemphasizing the lemon.
Well, yeah. I thought it was well said.
Okay, yeah, it's all subjective. You're right.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's delicious. It's dessert in a glass.
Bobby Joe, your turn.
I loved it. I think this is the best thing that they've done so far. And I mean, they've made some pretty good whiskeys. So
yeah,
far.
I can't think of anything better that they put out.
Bardstown Amrith Cats Fusion.
I mean, the whiskey itself is well made. It's delicious. But yeah, this thing I get on the nose. I get some vanilla pastry on the palate.
Beautiful. I eat a lot of vanilla. Pastries, I'll give you.
Yeah.
Almond croissant.
On the palate.
I think you're closer. Yeah. Almond croissant.
Yeah. And just so well done. And then once you swallow, it's like it leaves a lemon drop right in the center of your tongue. It's like having a lemon drop candy in the center of your tongue. It's fantastic. I think this is really
I don't
good.
Think it's the best thing they've done. I know you do, but I think it's very close. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Really I can't think of anything better. I mean,
the lemon is not like a strong, powerful lemon. It is, you know, it's a light.
Maury would have you believe it's limoncello.
I like the Amrith cast too, but I don't think it was better than this.
Okay.
I mean, they're both different. They're both good. You know,
well, they're polar opposites.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, depends on your flavor. That's why we do the show. It's subjective. We all have different taste and flavor profiles.
Absolutely delicious. So. We're going to be giving the Bardstown Bourbon Company Kentucky Straight High Wheat Bourbon a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to have Brent tell us about our next whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. Next whiskey is the Lux Row Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's finished in PX sherry casks. So that's 56% ABV or 112 proof for all those mathematicians out there. This new release from Bardstown, Kentucky-based Lux Row Distillers, is crafted from the small batches of 4-year-old Ride Straight Kentucky Bourbon, finished for 6 months in casks that previously held the PX Sherry. So the
Pedro Jimenez.
Or that too.
PX.
Yeah, PX. So the color of it, it's a little bit lighter than the 80s copper penny. I mean, it's,
everything's an 80s copper penny to you.
I know that, but
it's like Justin, it's brown.
Some things are 70s copper penny. Some things are, you know, this is that between that straw.
And you're not wrong, but you always compare things to copper pennies. I love it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's because it's copper.
He's got them by year.
We
got
to add that to the audience drinking game. Every time Brent says 80s copper penny, drink.
Yeah. So the on the nose, you get... On the nose, you get a little bit of that raisin, that date, a little bit of fig. It's what you get on the nose.
It's the dark fruits.
Yeah,
it's that dark cherry coming through.
Yeah, right. So on the palate, I got cough syrup and chocolate. You know, right off the bat. I mean, it's scissor. No, I mean, you have the flavored cough syrup.
It's got the sweetness. Yeah, I understand.
It's got that flavored cough syrup, and then you get that spice to it. A little bit of you got the little chocolate to offset it. That kind of like that dark chocolate to offset the
right. No, I'm not disagreeing with you. It's just not threw me off.
When Brent gets a cold, this is what he drinks.
This is what I drink regardless.
Well, the next whiskey, it tastes like a copper penny, and it looks like cherry cough syrup.
This is medicinal whiskey by prescription only.
Yeah, I mean, it's very nice. I very much enjoy it.
Yeah. Mari, what do you think?
You know, I'm going to be contrary. I thought that this whiskey would have been infinitely better if they started with a slightly older base spirit. For me, they started with a young spirit that I thought was just average and a little bit young. And then I got all the things that Brent talks about, and the dried figs and the dates and the grapey syrup and candy and spice and roasted coffee and dark chocolate. I just felt that the base backbone of this whiskey was a little younger than I'd like, and I was wanting to love it. I look at this description and I think, I love PX Sherry. I think this is going to be fantastic, and I felt it was just a little bit of a letdown.
Justin?
So I got plums and forest twigs on the nose, on the palate.
He's not wrong.
Grape crush and candy ginger, and the finish was my right back palate, like a lot of spice. But pretty well balanced. I liked it.
Yeah. I have nothing to add. Forest to that. Everything's been right.
Yeah. Probably like tale of the forest.
Like
remember that one?
Like as opposed to what? Beach twigs or?
Yeah, like if you leave the beach and you're walking through the forest to go to your car, and a branch hits your tongue, that's what it tastes like.
I've never licked a branch, Bob. What do you think?
I've licked plenty of things.
Me either.
Are we gonna go to commercial before we do the review?
We'll be back. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to go to commercial.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a
Hey, and we're back, and we were just wrapping up our thoughts on the Lux Row finished in PX Sherry casks. We were making fun of Justin because he said forest twigs, as opposed to circus twigs or space twigs, underwater twigs. You know,
I don't know what underwater twigs taste like.
Where else would you find twigs?
I mean,
there's a name for that woody.
That's like anybody that goes
dusty
around.
Note. It's called garrig.
Wad.
It's garrigue.
You said wad.
No, whatever. Yeah. That's the French wine people use that garrigue.
Yeah. Mm. What do they know?
It's like twigs.
Yeah. You have to go
around. Do you have a rating, sir?
I think it's delicious. It's yummy and grapey, and the PX character really pops for me.
Yeah, the dried fruit comes out.
Which I like. So I think it's nice. I think it's lovely. You know, there's definitely a nice nose to it. I wouldn't mind having a whole bottle of it. So we're going to be
bigger samples, kids. Yeah,
we're going to be giving the Luxro Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, finished in PX Sherry casks, 4 sips.
None of you guys mentioned the spice. I think there's a lot of spice too.
Oh no,
it was a lot of spice.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of spice on the palate after the swallow. Yeah.
Posh spice, sporty spice.
Yeah.
Scary one.
Scary spice.
You're scary spice.
Yeah. No baby. Okay, no baby spice. It's pedophilia. No, yeah. Sorry.
Bob, you want to do the next whiskey?
No, not really.
Okay.
All right. So our next whiskey is the Bernheim Original Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey. This is the B924 release. 61.3% ABV, 122.6 proof. So the Bernheim Original Barrel Proof is made with Heaven Hill's Wheat Whiskey Mash Bill, which is comprised of 51% wheat, 37% corn, and 12% malted barley. Following Heaven Hill's traditional barrel proof coating system, the letter A represents the first batch of the year and so forth. The first number represents the month with the release, with 9 indicating obviously September. And then the last two digits indicate the corresponding year, with 24 designating the 2024. This is released twice yearly, with the first ever release being the A223. So on the color.
Say penny, Bob. No. Say copper penny. 80s.
Yeah. Brent's thirsty.
It's a beautiful bronze, baby.
It's a nice sort of bronzy, leaning toward brassy color. on the nose.
I think it only counts if you say it, Brent.
Yeah. On the nose, there's a beautiful sweetness to it.
It's amazing. I love the stuff. Mm. Go ahead.
Oh, brown sugar. Mm. Just a little bit of earthiness there. And on the palate, let's see. Mm. Oh, this one's got a huge palate. It's a little bit drying. It's like walking into an old dusty rick house. There's that dusty, dusty oak flavor.
Dark. You're missing something, sir.
Sinister. Oh, delicious. Absolutely delicious. It's like licking the floor in a rickhouse. This is awesome. Oh, like none of you have ever been face down in a rickhouse before. Please.
Not voluntarily.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm gonna go get some old wood and put it on the floor for Maury. So
yeah.
I need the distiller to walk away for an hour. I'll be face down on the
rickhouse. I've had him do that
Bob
before.
I agree with you that, but there's a zingy acidity that comes in first.
No, beautiful
zingy acidity, then you get that oakiness. Maury, what do you think?
I think it's the best thing I've seen from Bernheim, period.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I would not say I dislike Bernheim. I would not say I'm a fave. I'm just, you know, middle of the road.
Bernheim, it's a wheat whiskey, and they went with the bare minimum, 51% wheat. But I wish they'd gone with 60% or higher wheat.
But this is the best thing that I've tasted from House of Bernheim.
Yeah.
So, again, a wheat whiskey, and you're thinking that soft, you know, creamy. That soft,
they bring the flavor.
Yeah. Right.
They bring the flavor.
Right.
It's
they another one. I mean, this is two of them that we've had today that is just, they bring it out, the flavor. They bring out
This is cask strength, too. There's no water.
The barrel proof, yes.
Barrel proof.
Yes. So you have that, you know. And when you mentioned that wood, it's like that dry wood that you can just kind of
dry,
smell.
Old, dusty.
Or you could, like,
dust,
you know, face down in a rick house and lift the floor. Yeah.
If they emptied out a rick house.
They emptied a rick house out, and then there's no bourbon in it, so you could just smell. You have that musty, flavor.
Dusty.
Not
musty.
Rick house. I mean, I got the vanilla. I got a little bit of raisin on it for some reason. I don't even know why.
So when I walk into a rick house, that smell, that universal smell, I get that. That's the nose on this.
Try brushing your teeth. I'm just saying.
I could.
Yeah.
And then on the palate, I get creme de menthe, or that chocolate peppermint patty you get for
it's
a nickel.
Not with the, I see where he's coming with the mint. The chocolate mint.
Yeah,
mint
thing. The chocolate mint you get at the barbecue true. Place when you're leaving for a nickel.
Yeah. I can't
remember the brand name. It's doesn't matter.
Peppermint, York peppermint patty.
Thank you. York peppermint patty.
Yeah. It's not that minty. It's close.
No, it's close. But it's close. I know where he's going with that. You're right.
Glad somebody knows where the
we have
he's
another
going.
Whiskey, dude, don't we?
The finish was minty and spicy. I really enjoyed it. It was different than their other releases.
And we've been lucky because we've had all of the releases so far.
Well, there's
and
two.
So great job making something different and good.
Yeah, I am. I'm 100% certain this is the best one.
Now you've said it's in my freaking head. The mint is on the finish. It's coming back.
Yeah, right. I mean, we really enjoyed the first one, and this one we enjoy just as much. You know, so
Bob, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've done 2 for $23, 2 for $24. So
this will be fourth release.
This will be the fourth release, and so far, I think this is definitely my favorite. So we're going to be giving the Bernheim Original Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Wheat Whiskey B924 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the Bernheim wheat whiskey, so we're going on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey, finished in high toast maple barrels. 53.5% ABV or 107 proof. The 14th release in the Jack Daniel's series, distillery series, begins with the Jack Daniel's traditional Tennessee rye whiskey grain bill of 70% rye, 12% malted barley, and 18% corn. It is charcoal mellowed before entering into a new charred American white oak barrel. Once fully matured, the whiskey was then entered into a second high toast, no char, maple barrel to finish atop Tanyard Hill for an additional 3 years to achieve a complex rye whiskey with a unique lasting flavor. Initially released in 2022 as part of the distillery series, this rye whiskey was finished in a high toast maple barrel for an additional 20 months from that original release. The color. It's a deep mahogany color on the nose. There's definitely lots of tobacco and clove on the palate. Lots of rich flavors of rye, along with dried fruit, chocolate, caramel, build. There's then a hint of maple on the finish, and then a very peppery rye spice that just seems to go on and on and on. This is something that you would not ever associate with the Jack Daniel's distillery. It's very distinctive. It's very different. It's very unusual. And frankly, I thought it was really pleasant and really interesting and very enjoyable. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, for the nose, it kind of took me out into the up north in the, you know, in the Kentucky and Tennessee area where you're walking through a cornfield, you got
for
that fresh
country,
corn.
That's down south. Yeah. We're in Florida. That's up north for us.
Yeah. So you're walking through a cornfield and you walk by one of the drying barns for the tobacco, and that's exactly what I kind of felt on the nose.
A little bit of tobacco barn.
A little bit of that fresh corn.
It's sweeter than that tobacco barn.
Yeah, but you get the sweetness from the corn as you're doing it, you know. And then the pepper on this is like the fresh on the palate. It's like a fresh cracked pepper, you know.
It's really late. I found the pepper.
Yeah, well, it just comes on. It's like that, you know, like if you grind up a fresh black pepper that's on your palate. Overall, this is one of my favorite ones of the distillery series that they've done.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
But wait, what color is it?
Is it true that we have to bring our...
Yeah. I didn't cue that up correctly.
It's brown.
What color?
It's brown. Drink it down.
Is it true that we have to bring our own water?
We got a little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's brown.
I thought you were going dark like my heart.
No. Like you have one.
I have a heart. I have no soul.
Oh, I know where it is. It's in that box in that Disney movie. If they stab it, then what's her name comes back to the ocean.
It's my Horcrux.
Yeah. What do you think, Justin?
So, I think that I would love to have this with some pancakes. It's just got
done. When you say the maple finish, don't think that you're going to get maple. I mean, it's not
maple syrup.
Hit you in the face, maple syrup.
Right, it's like
the maple, the trees.
Yeah. Yes, it's not a sweet finish, you know. So
well, when he wants to pour it over pancakes,
it's not like a sweet like that.
It's not that sweet. It's not that sweet.
Wait, this is Justin. He puts everything on pancakes.
Like he puts bourbon over everything.
I know, but this is not honey, Jack honey.
It's an excuse to make pancakes.
Yeah. What are you like? Oh, is that like the with the Prince story and everything? When we were done, he made his pancakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I miss Charlie Murphy.
Oh my God, best stories.
Well, we're going to give the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Straight Rye Whiskey finished in high toast maple barrels a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So Brent, tell us about our last whiskey.
This last one is one that we've had every single release of since they started off. This is the Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's A125. Everybody knows the numbers by now, but it's 59.1% ABV, 118 proof. This is 78% corn, 12% malted barley, 10% rye, aged 10 years, 7 months. And, the color? What year penny color is this?
I don't know. Brent, tell us.
Brent, go a decade. Go a decade, Brent. We don't need the exact year from you.
This is a little bit darker, so we're close. We're going into the 70s pennies now.
Nice. There you go.
And the thing about these is that you got your normal, your bourbon profile, your vanilla, your caramel, a little bit of oak,
some nice fruit.
Yeah, a little bit of like a dried cherry on there, a little bit.
Black cherries with chocolate, baby.
Oh, and it's just delicious. I mean, I don't know how anybody can have this and say, I don't like that.
If you don't like this bourbon, it's not genetic. It's deeper down. It's a defect of your soul, like earlier with you guys. It's a defect of your soul if you don't like this. Okay. I drink scotch, and I would love this.
Right. Because it's delicious. I truly enjoy this. I look forward to every release. This is not the best one that we've had. It's hard not to compare from one to another as we taste all of them. And this is, but it's still way above average, you know. So
yeah,
Justin,
I got a really nice chocolate hazelnut note on the palate on this that was really nice, and then it follows through with like almond on the finish.
You're not mentioning any fruit, Justin. No fruit for you. It's all about nuts for you.
It's mostly that's a nuts. Personal preference. There's some vanilla.
He likes the nuts.
Yeah, I don't judge. Leave him be.
It's okay.
There's some vanilla, which you know is common throughout this series.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this edition.
It's just amped up. I mean, gosh, I love what they do with this.
Yeah. Maury, what do you think?
I think Brent nailed it. It's like the regular old Elijah Craig bourbon on steroids, amped up to 11.
It's just a beautiful, everyday, well-made whiskey.
This is not an everyday whiskey,
Bob. Amped up to become a special occasion.
It's in my house.
Yeah,
house.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that is my daily. Like, yeah,
that's my daily.
You guys got more money than me.
This it's is not every this is beautiful. This is everyday whiskey on steroids. It's just got all the things you want in a beautifully well-made whiskey. It's got just enough heat to make a difference. I thought it was fabulous.
What'd you think,
Bob? I've never had a bad one. I mean, never had a bad one. And that's the amazing thing is they've been doing this for, you know, three releases a year for how many years? I mean, I got a whole shelf of them back there.
I have the old label, the new label. It's been years.
They've
and years
never and years. Had an off one. I mean, the worst one we've ever had would be, hey, would you guys like a barrel of this? Yes, we would.
No, I bought three barrels of Elijah Craig over the years.
Yeah.
And they put out their special releases are just as good as some of the single barrels.
Come I've
out.
Never had a bad private barrel from them.
Yeah.
It's honestly remarkable how they do this. I mean, every single time, three times a year for how many years? And every single time it comes out really good.
So this may or may not be the best of their.
Everybody has an off one, you know, but they haven't. I mean,
it's not their best, but it's up there. Yeah. It's very good.
Yeah. I mean, it's fantastic. It's cherries and dusty oak. It's a little bit dry on the
palate.
Like
I say, it's all subjective, but if you don't like there's just something wrong with you.
So we're going to give the Elijah Craig Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey A125 a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified. Nice.
I love this job. So, well, that's all the time we have for today.
Why? Why can't we drink more? Do we have to finish now?
We probably have to bury Maury. So we got, today didn't stink. It does not suck.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
Thank you, Brent. Yeah, you should be thanking me.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another great day in the basement.
Does not stink being in the basement. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
I'm going to break the fourth wall. There is no basement. We're in Florida. South Florida, to be exact.
Okay, wait, thank you, Harm. Boy, that hurt.
We love you too, Harm.
Oh, that hurt.
All basements are filled.
We pretend we're in the basement. We're not in the basement. No.
In Florida, we have concrete holes in the ground, but we call them pools because they're full of water. Well,
thank you, guys.
For Sip Said Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. And remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
Didn't and have that happen today.
Today.
We didn't have to drink any bad whiskey.
No.
Yahoo!
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.